ngolesine
on Thursday
kusuku lokwenyuka kwethu ezulwini
is the ascension day to heaven
kushukuthi kuzohlanganwa ngo 11 ekuseni
and the meeting is for 11 o'clock in the morning
ngaqabanga namhlanje ekuseni ngathi kodwa ngenze njani inkosi ukuba izwi lakho lifinyelele enhlizweni yomuntu
This morning I thought and prayed, Lord, what can I do to preach so that your word would enter the deepest part of every heart?
Abanye bafika izinyanga, abezwa lutho, abanye iminyaka, abanye bazalelwe la, bakhule abezwanga. Umuntu athi, hawu kodwa yini okudale lokho?
Some come for months and listen to my preaching. Some for years, some are born here and grow up, but still never get the penetration of God's word in their hearts. And so I ask, Lord, what is the reason? And prayed, Lord, what should I do so that each and every one would
hear?
Lord, would it help? I prayed that I bring just the men together and really wash their heads for them and that I give them everything
and
lay it on thick and maybe a ladies' meeting where I really pull their ears. And a youth meeting where I really pinch them to the point that there is blood that flows. No, that will never help. For it is a heart matter.
So who come three in his way? No more perpetumoya.
Maybe it's a giant of a demon that possesses you, that controls you. Maybe you were born with it and it's grown and grown and matured like a tall gum tree that is so deeply rooted that no wind makes any impression upon it.
Nyabona kwi streets of Samu kuba loku okulunwayo kufinyelele enhlizweni.
You see, it's my desire that that which is spoken would really reach your hearts. On the way here to the service, I said to my son-in-law, Atua, holding his arm, I said, how wonderful the Bible is.
Aige. Ebusuku kwabalethi sengikhathele ngithi ngizolungisela inkonzo yakusasa kodwa bengazi ukuthi ngizokhuluma ngakuphi
And how sweet to the taste it is Now last night I was very tired I wanted to prepare for the service and not knowing for sure what I would speak about
Hayi ngalalaka
I went to sleep
I
woke up at 4 in the morning.
That
is a time when I am just so fresh, where there's perfect peace all around me, no disturbance or distraction, and the Lord speaks to me through His Word, the revelation just flows and bubbles forth. Now the matter I want to speak about is obedience. But before we continue, let us pray.
Sibonga ukuba usivumela amathuba sibe nedile elikhulu singakudli usi ukudla kwesisu nje kodwa sikudla okunandi kuneminyama sidle izwi lakho.
Lord, we do thank you and express how grateful we are for the feast which you have prepared, not just meat and food for the body, but real food, spiritual food from your word. That we can feast and chew on the manna of heaven. And drink of the wine of heaven. That doesn't intoxicate us. Doesn't make us noisy. But produces life and joy.
Amen.
Amen. Obedience. Now, the time of remembering Pentecost is at hand because very soon after the ascension, the Lord poured out His Spirit. And the word says in the Acts of the Apostles, God gives His Spirit to those who obey Him. There are those who murmur and complain, why does the Spirit get poured out upon others and not upon me? Well, learn to listen, learn to obey. For obedience is a crucial issue in the Bible. By it you live, or by it you die.
Yakhumbula umprophet uSamuel efika enkosini uSaul.
Remember the prophet Samuel coming to King Saul?
Eza nenkabe enkulu inkomo ezikhuluphele.
Saul would come with
ezinemnyama emnandi.
Fattened oxen, wonderful tasty meat.
Ay, umprophet wathi, when ndabe zitha nkosi Sauli, ini lengizwayo ngizwa ukukhala inkomo endlebeni yami, ngizwa ukukhala nezimvu, ini na wathi phela ngikuthatha ukuze ngilethe umnikelo kuNkulunkulu.
And then the response from Samuel was, Saul, what is this that I can hear? What is this lowing of cattle and the bleating of sheep? And Saul responded, these are the choice, the best that I could find to sacrifice to God. He said, O King, Your Majesty,
ukulalela uNkulunkulu kuhle kunemhlatshelo yenyama enhle kuhle kunomnikelo.
Obedience is better than sacrifice, even if that sacrifice might be the choicest meat and the most wonderful products that you can give. Obedience is always better. Listen to what God says to you and do it. And don't be grudgingly obedient. Do it willingly and say, Lord, I bow. I will, I want to obey you. Humble yourself before the under the word of God. Humble yourself. And so work in joint unity with him. For if you obey, you'll find a phenomenal liberty.
Utholi freedom of obedience. Utholi nkululeko emnandi ngokulalela.
You will experience the freedom of obedience, the sweetness of obeying him.
Manje ngizofunda amavesi ambalwa.
I wish to refer to quite a few verses, but when I was racing to get here, like in a competition, I just thought there's so much. The Bible is so sweet. I wish I could share it all. The first portion being in Genesis 3.
Kusukela evesini lika 9 kuze kube 11.
From verse 9 to 11.
Kepha uJehova uNkulunkulu wambiza u-Adamu wathi kuye uphi na?
But the Lord called to the man Adam, where are you?
Watching his vilako into me, gesaba, gogubang gihambaze.
He answered, I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid.
Galoko ngakasha, kona wathi uNkulunkulu, ngubani owakutshela ukuthi uhambaze na?
And God said, who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree that I commanded you not to eat from? There is so much that I could speak for hours on this particular portion of scripture. Firstly, God, when he was there visiting,
u-Adam akamhlangabezi athi welcome Nkulunkulu wami uyabaleka uyaqasha.
Adam, instead of welcoming God, instead he hid. And God called Adam, where art thou?
Namhla uNkulunkulu ubiza noma bani phakathi kwethu. Athi Peter, James,
and so God,
gladness, uphi na Mangobo. Open up.
And so God calls even into this audience, you listening right now, John, Rejoice, Gladys, whoever you are, where art thou?
Anginasikhat ukunaba kulend ngiyadlula nje nginombuzo kulona lo phakathi kwethu namhlanje ukhona yini kuleyo ndawo uNkulunkulu akubeke kuyo akubizele yona noma utholakala ukwenye indawo maye kuwe uma uqalekisiwe uma ungekho endaweni uNkulunkulu akufune kuyo.
I wish that I could expound on this, but sufficient to say, when he asks, where are you, and you're not in the place you should be, you are cursed, because you have to be there where God has put you to be.
Unkulunkulu weza, waya lapho, embeke khona Adam, wabona ukuthi empty, akekho. Wayethi Adam uphi na?
God came.
Athi ngalizwi izwi lakho. Ngesaba ngabaleka
to the place where he had put him, and he found that he was not there. Then he called Adam, where are you? And Adam then said, when I heard your voice, I was scared and I hid.
Niyabona uma ungalaleli awuthokozeli ukuhlangabezana noNkulunkulu. Uma ungalaleli awuthokozeli ukuhlangana nomzalwane ophilayo. Yezwa, niyabalekela abazalwane abaphilayo. Nihambe nihlangane nabahlubuki, nihlangane nabantu abambalekelayo uNkulunkulu.
You see, if you're not in the place you should be and scared, you are frightened and you hide, you'll find that there is no joy in being in the presence of God, or being in the presence of those in whom God is, who are on fire for God. Instead of being in fellowship with them, you are in fellowship with apostates, those who desert.
God
asks,
yini ukuthi ubaleke uqashe na? Uyaqasha umuntu. Uyaqasha. Uyakwazi ukuqasha. Hawu nangu sibanibani. Ake ngiye ngapha. Ngingayi kuye. Ngingamvakasheli. Ngingakhulumi naye. Awukhululekile. Uyaqasha.
And so Adam's response was, I was afraid and I hid myself. Are you a person who tries to creep away from the presence of the Lord and of his people, and you rather try and deceive and get out of their company?
UNkulunkulu athi Adam, yini ukuthi wesabe na ube novalo?
God asked him, Adam, why did you hide? Why were you afraid?
Mani ngaba nethuba manje ukukhuluma ngabantu abano nokwesaba abasabayo bethuthumela. Athi umuntu, ayi ngiyesaba. Hayi ngiyesaba ukuya kusibani bani, ngiyesaba. Mhlawumbe uyomsola. Kunantaba noma ikusola. Uma ikusola, uveza uthando lwakhe. Hayi uzomsebenzisa uswazi. Awazi ukuthi uyise ungasebenzisa uswazi. Uyayizonda indodana yakhe.
I wish I had the chance to really expound properly on this point. Being frightened, being afraid, saying, I'm just too scared to go and talk to that person. That person who has the Lord in their lives, you say, I'm too afraid. Maybe they'll criticize me. Maybe they'll scold me. Maybe they'll use the stick on me. Don't you know that that is the sign of love? For the Bible says, a father that does not use a rod on his child hates his child.
Babaleka.
And so they run or they hide.
Omunye athike sengahamba sangijoyina kwelinye ibandla ngisahlali la. Uyabona? Baleka uqashe. Baleka uqashe. Akusilona ikhambi lelo. Waza usiveze. Ube open. Ube uvulekile. Ube free. Tinkulunkulu. Ngekuye Nkosi. Twana kaNkulunkulu. ngiyathanda ukusondela ekhanyeni ube nenkululeko ngokomoya.
Then there are those of the category who will flee and desert and will say, no, I just cannot stand it anymore. I'm just joining another church. Instead of being transparent, instead of being open and forthright and coming to speak to the people of God and rather saying, I want to be open before God and before you.
Uyasaba Adam ngani na? Wathi ngesaba ngoba nginqunu. Angimbethe.
Why were you frightened, Adam? And he said, well, it was because I was naked. I was without clothing.
Wathi utshelwa ubani ukuthi unqunu? Awumbethe.
And then God said, who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree that I commanded you not to eat from? If you find yourself hiding away from God, it is because you have consumed something that you knew specifically you were not to eat of. I wish I could speak about the whole topic of nakedness. Why were you naked? Why was he conscious of being naked? For what did he have on before he suddenly had that self-consciousness? What was it? He had been clothed with life. He had been clothed with the very life of God. For God had said, if you eat of this tree, it will result in death.
Wafa.
And he died. Suddenly conscious of his nakedness, for he had been clothed with life before. Some you can just see in their faces, they have the very look of nakedness, the consciousness of being naked, that they're walking around naked.
Kodwa.
However,
qala ubengesabi, manje uyesaba.
Before that, he was not afraid, now he was.
Kodwa ngithi ngono ke ukuthi asabe. Niyazi ukuthi sekukhona uTV.
But better that there was some fright that he had. Do you know that there's now TV?
Lapho kuzofundwa izindaba, ifundwe abantu abanqunu. Khona la kwelakithi. Bafuna ukuvuma, kuvula uma uTV onjalo, okutshela izindaba, uhleli la noma eyintombi, noma eyisalukazi, noma eyindoda.
Where they are bringing in what's called the naked news, where the news will be read and the people strip and they are completely naked, reading the news while children, grannies or whoever might be watching the TV. Is there still TV in your home? I don't know. You ask the Lord whether you ought to have it or not. I tell you that South Africa is, there's rottenness, but this is specifically a gross rottenness.
kodwa laba bantu abaqashi phambi kwezwe lonke baveza ubunkomo babo.
At least Adam
ngoba inkomazi ayigogi
had a sense of shame in being naked. But these people of the naked news, news readers, they don't even have that least bit of shame. They are like cows that are unclothed, that are just naked there before the world.
Like the wild beasts. I'd say the wild because some people, if they've got some pet dogs, they clothe them.
I specifically say wild beast because of the wildness in it, where there's no little bit of shame. At least you get some who would, some ladies maybe who would in the cold put jerseys on their dogs and that, but wild beasts have absolutely no shame. And so you get people like that in their nakedness, they have no sense of shame.
Kushukuti, o Adam, lapeibone.
And so Adam, when he sensed his nakedness, he fled when he heard the voice of the Lord. He lost his garment of freedom. There was no more liberty with him.
U-Adam abanyeke uma ngikhuluma ngenkululeko kumele ukuthi ngichase ngigcizelele leli point.
Now when I speak about freedom, I need to explain because of some people who misinterpret it.
Abanye abantu banenkohliso.
Some are deceived.
Bakhohlisekile.
And easily deceived.
Ukuthi freedom.
That freedom.
Uma unenkululeko ungenza noma kuphi okuthandayo.
Means you at liberty to do what you want.
Ngithi laba bantu banenkohliso, baneillusion.
I say.
Uyabona? Bakhohlisekile. Bathi uma uvunyelwe ukwenza okuthandayo, inkululeko, ufree. Ayikho freedom njalo. Freedom sithola ngokulalela uNkulunkulu.
I say such people are deceived, deluded. They're living in an illusion because the only true freedom is in obedience to God.
Ukulalela uNkulunkulu.
Obedience to God.
Yona nkululeko. Kodwa uma uphambana noNkulunkulu.
Is freedom itself. However, should you live in disobedience to God, you are automatically enslaved in bondage.
Usuyabona ukuthi ubunobulimo obukhulu ugijimela phambi kwemoto noma ukhululekile noma unelungelo lokugijima phambi kwemoto kodwa mhlambe usonqunywa imlenze mhlambe usuzoba isidalwa for the rest of your life.
You might say, well, my freedom means total liberty. Well, if you want to, you can run in front of a car and show off. But remember, there's the consequence, because that's not real freedom. It's only a temporary freedom till that car kills you or you're left with amputated limbs or a quadriplegic.
Umuntu oshayela imoto a drive emgwaqweni ahambe noma ngaluphu ngaluphu uhlangothi ngaliphi side ayele ayele angagcina izimpawu zomgwaqo lo fike dilopheni ama roadboard kubomvu hayi khululekile vela dlule lo muntu ngeke aphile lo shona ilanga esefile nemoto yakhe isiyisiklepha.
Any driver of a vehicle who thinks that their liberty means that they can drive how they want in any old fashion, well, they're going to automatically cause a car wreck. They're going to destroy themselves and their car will be useless.
Khamu ku Satani akulinge akuvezele into usuthokozela leyo nto musu kulalela ukulingwa uSathani ngoba lokho kwingozi enkulu.
If Satan comes to you and he presents you with the niceties of the temptation, how good and attractive it looks, don't be deceived by that.
Ngoba uma ukwenza awasho kahle mangisi kube disastrous uma ulalele kusho ukuthi uhlangana nengozi enkulu uyayilimaza.
For if you obey the devil, it is disastrous. You are damaging yourself, you're wounding yourself.
Uyishonisa wena.
You are destroying and killing yourself.
U-Adam no-Eva bayithola lokho abakufunayo.
Adam and Eve got what they wanted.
Befuna ukuhlangana nokuhlakanipha, ukuhlakanipha kube seduze, beza ukuhlakanipha okuhle nokubi.
They felt so drawn and sucked into the idea of being in close fellowship of the knowledge of good and evil that they should have it and it should be intimate in them.
Bebefisa lokhu kuhlakanipha.
They desired it and were so they
lusted.
They lusted after this attraction of the tree of knowledge. And stretched out to eat of that fruit and immediately to pass it on to another, because when you sin, you want to spread the poison.
U-Adam no-Eva bayithola lento abayifunayo. Aba beyincanela, beyifisa, bayithola. Kodwa bayithola ngokwenza okubi.
Adam and Eve got what they wanted, what they had lusted for so much, but they got it in a wicked way.
Balimala kakhulu.
And were terribly wounded.
U-Satan akuvezele okubi. Esuthi, awu. Nami ngathanda ukuzwa leyo nto. Nami ngathanda ukuthinta intombazana. Nami ngingathanda ukuqonywa. Ukufise.
Satan comes and he chats you up and he tells you how nice it would be to be able to touch a girl or the opposite sex and to be very intimate, and you think about it, you imagine it, you lust after it.
Manje nawe ufuna ukuzwa. Na ufuna ukubona. Na ufuna ukuexperience.
And so you are so inquisitive that you want to experience it for yourself.
Bese you learn more of it. Ufunde okukhulu kunalokho. Uwazi ukuthi kuyini na ukuze ubumnandi baleyo nto.
And so you do learn much more. You do get acquainted with much more intimate knowledge.
Ngoba ufuna ukuzwa lokho. Njengokuba ngi TV mhlamba abanye benu bathi awu nami ngingathanda ngikubuke lokho uyabona nami ngingathanda kubuke uyolimala uyosifica unqunu uzofika usuyishonisile ususemgodini.
Like I said about this naked news that is coming out on ETV, and some of you might immediately have a desire, an inquisitiveness that makes you lust after wanting to see that. But should you do it, you immediately destroy yourself. You find yourself that you kill yourself. It is suicide.
Oh, Adam no Eva bayitholi into bayifunayo bayifuna kabi. Kodwa buka umphumelo waleyo nto ukuthi balimala kangakanani.
Adam and Eve got what they so craved for, but look at the disastrous consequences of it.
Ukuthi balimala kanjani? Basale sebenqunu kanjani? Sebembalekela uSathane. Bebebalekela bebeya kuba kubani bebalekela uNkulunkulu. Bebebalekela uSathane yini ukuthi baye kuye.
And so you find them now ashamed, so wounded, that they even fled from the presence of God. Did they flee from the devil? No, they were attracted to the devil.
Hayi, bazalwana sikushiye lokho.
No, brethren, let's go to another passage.
Pointless bili.
The second point.
UDeuteronomy.
In Deuteronomy,
isahluko sangamashumi amathathu.
30.
Ivesi leshumi nesihlanu leshumi nesithupha.
15 and 16.
Amavesi ahlukeneyo.
Chapter 30, verses 15 and 16.
Beka ngibeke namuhla phambi kwakho ukuphilo ukuphila nokuhle ukufa nokubi.
See, I set before you today life and prosperity, death and destruction. For I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commands, decrees and laws, and his laws, then you will live and increase. And the Lord your God will bless you in the land you are entering to possess. You get blessed and the soil upon which you tread. Adam's disobedience caused total destruction that even the earth was cursed with him.
Anginasikhathi maningi amavesi eBhayibhelini ekhuluma ngokulalela. Uma ulalela nokulalela ngiyobusisa, ngibusise nenzalo yakho, ngibusise nenkomo yakho, ngibusise konke. Kodwa uma ungalaleli, nazi iqalekiso eziyonamathela kuwe.
There are many other verses in this regard. Time forbids that I can share with you those many other verses, for instance, where it says, if you diligently hearken to me, and if you diligently obey me, I will bless you, I'll bless your cattle, I'll bless your generations, I'll bless everything about you. Should you disobey me, you will be cursed. Now listen carefully. You help yourself. And you help us, you help everyone by obeying God. If you listen to him, help is yours.
Obey God.
mlalela uNkulunkulu.
It will be in your best interest.
Kuzoba usizo lwakho. Kukho
konke. Wena qobo lwakho uyazisiza.
It's in your own best interest.
Uzilethele okuhle ngokumlalela uNkulunkulu.
Good prosperity, blessing by obeying God.
uNkulunkulu wasiyala ukuthi sigcine izwi lakhe. God
has commanded us to keep his commands.
Akufanele ukuthi uye nakwabhulayo uzolufuna. Nalo black and white ungalifunda.
He says, obey my commands. What are his commands? You don't need to go to some sorcerer or some witch or some fortune teller. Here is the word of God, the Bible. This is his word, his commands.
Lalela, uyophila, uyobusiseka. Uma ungalaleli, uyokufa, uqalekiswe, uhlangane nomphumelo omubi.
He says, my sheep hear my voice. So in hearing him, you are blessed. If you do not hear him, if you disobey him, the consequences are terrible.
Uma ulalela iziyalo nezimiso nemithetho kaNkulunkulu.
If you hearken and obey the commands of God, his laws and his decrees,
lokho kuyokuvikela engozini enkulu.
It will be great protection from great dangers. But time is going. Are you still in the condition to listen? Your brain a fire that you can't think anymore? Can I continue a bit? Now this word which I read, where he says, see, I set before you today, life and death.
Not 10 years ago, 20, 50, manje namuhla.
Not 10 years ago, or 20 or 50 years ago, but today. I bring before you life.
Nokuhle
and good and prosperity,
ukufa nokubi,
or death and destruction.
Ngiyakuyala ke uthi namuhla,
for I command you today,
ukuthanda uJehova uNkulunkulu wakho,
that today you love the Lord your God.
Umthande, uyamthanda yini uNkulunkulu?
To love him. Do you love God?
Umthande phezu kwezinto zonke.
Do you love him more than anything else, any other person, more than your own life? All our actions should spring forth from a heart of love, that you do it not grudgingly, but because you love God. Jesus said to Peter, Peter, do you love me? Thrice Jesus asked Peter, till Peter felt hurt. And Jesus said, if you truly love me, then feed my sheep, look after my lambs. And in the New Testament, it is set forth plainly and clearly that if we love God, we will obey his commands, for his commands are not burdensome. If you are complaining that they are burdensome, then you're of the devil and you're headed for hell.
ngekufihle nezinto zakho kube khona okusebenzisayo uyakufihla indoda ingakuboni ingane ingakuboni umfundisi engakuboni uyakufihla we Adam we Eva namuhla phenduka.
You cannot continually successfully hide yourself, for you will be found out, even if you're hiding from your wife or from your children or the other way around. I say to you today, repent. For he
says,
he says, if you hearken to me, if you obey me today and listen to my commands, you will eat the land into which you are going with prosperity.
And you'll become a great nation.
Uzube isizwe esikhulu.
Ngiyabona ukulalela.
You see, obedience.
Ukuba nengqondo.
To have a thinking mind.
Obedience is reasonable. Sebenza ingqondo. Ongalaleli akanayo ingqondo.
Obedience is logical. He who disobeys is illogical, brainless.
Futhi olalelayo sensible, uhlakaniphile.
The one who obeys is sensible and truly wise.
Umuntu olalelayo uyazisiza. Uyazisiza. Uyabona? Singathi ubeneficially, uyabenefita.
If you obey, it's beneficial for you. It is also in your self-interest. But let me leave that. Let me rather go to the last point. The third point in my message, which we find in
Exodus,
chapter 15, verse 26. He said, if you listen carefully to the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in His eyes, if you pay attention to His commands and keep all His decrees, I will not bring on you any of the diseases I brought on the Egyptians.
Just repeat that verse. Maybe the English speaking will understand it better if you read it for the second time, and you young people as well.
For if you diligently hearken to the Lord, if you pay attention to His decrees, I will not bring on you any of the diseases I brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you. Do you see how God promises the benefit of obedience to Him? He will not put upon you not even a single disease like those in the world. You will not become sick like them. Now I don't have time to expound on it. Job got sick and was very ill. There had been that blind man where people inquired of Jesus, why is he in this condition? Was it his own sin or his parents? And Jesus said, no one. It was because of the glory of God that needs to be revealed. If you obey God, you'll be protected from so many diseases in this world. Let me use it in an illustration.
The law that is against prostitution. Umthetho omelene nokuqwayisa. Omelene nokuziphatha kabi.
The law that forbids prostitution and trafficking.
Uma ulalela.
If you obey that, you will not get the prostitutes' diseases. The
venereal diseases won't be a problem to you because you keep yourself pure, clean. You obey God's word, but trespass it, and those sicknesses that come upon the world will come upon you.
Ngoba uyazigcina ube msulwa izifo zalabo abasezweni ngeke zibe phezu kwakho.
UNkulunkulu uthi gcina ubuntombi bakho nobusha bakho nobunsizwa bakho. Uma ungakwenzi may uyayilimaza. Uyayilimaza.
God has said, keep your purity, your virginity. In your youth, you as a young man, a young lady, a girl, if you disobey that, you harm yourself. A mother recently said, I need to go home quickly. My daughter is very ill. I said, how old is the child? The mother said, is grown up. I asked, what disease? And she said, that one.
Wayilimaza umuntu, bekumnandi, kodwa wayilimaza. Uyabona, umiss, uprincipal wesikole, unginike ivideo. Wathi awuyibuke ukuthi ngayibuka ngakhalini yembezi. Yangithinta. Ngabiza omunye. Ngathi awubuke. Sayibuka kwesibili. Hayi angikhalanga ke kakhulu. Kodwa ngathi ungathatha thanda lento ngivezela umhlaba wonke. Hambela kubona bonke abazalwane bayibona le mfilimi. Kodwa kukhona okuncane nje, okuncane ngap, engingakususa. Kodwa, kungathi ningalibona lelo filimu, lifuneni, nize nilithole.
And so that daughter had delighted herself in the lusts of the flesh, but she was paid for fully the consequences of her sin. Now recently, Miss Newlands, the principal of the school showed me a video. I was so moved to tears. I watched with somebody else. And I wish I could show to all Christians. There are just a few pieces here and there that need to be edited out. An attractive wife.
Great. Ehamba amahora amabili eya kudokotela uma ifika eclinic kanti abantu baningi kakhulu uphuma umuntu wabala wathi gcine la ugcine kuloma kodi omuhle phindelane muva nifike ngesotel zayo kanti ungenwe igciwana kazi waya waphindela nengane yakhe encane bahamba amahora amabili futhi kuye ekhaya.
Now, in it shows a young wife, beautiful, growing thinner and thinner, then went to the clinic and had to walk 2 hours. When the long queue, she finally got to the desk, the nurse said, it ends here, and she was turned away and had to walk with the little baby all the way back home for another 2 hours.
Hayi ukuthi abe muhle nje phandle emzimbeni kodwa isimo sakhe nesimilo sakhe sihle nendlela yakhe inhle nenhlonipho yakhe inhle.
Not just attractive in outward beauty, but of an attractiveness in every aspect about her character.
Udokotela wayesempopola wathi hawu hayi wafika kwesibili kwaphinda lokho uma sekufika kuye phindele ekhaya uzofika ngesonto elizayo. 2 hours, 2 hours.
She again walked to the clinic, again was turned away, twice, 2 hours both ways. When finally she got to the doctor, he said, "You have the virus." She wept bitterly, "Oh, I'm never going to enjoy health again." The doctor looked at her with tears in his eyes. For there is no cure unless you obtain mercy from God. I said to the mother who had told me about the daughter that she had to go back to, invite her to come here to Kwasi Zabantu to hear the gospel and to be helped. But she said, no, she doesn't want to come here. You see, there are people who have a death wish. Instead of loving life, they love death. I still want to offer her, if it's possible, that she really asks her child in the best way possible, and that I myself, with somebody to accompany, will go and fetch her, bring her in my car, bring her here for help.
Udokotela wathi dingeka umkhwenyana.
Now,
fanele ukuthi ufike umkhwenyana, uphi umkhwenyana? Akekho usebenza le mamayini emgodini.
Now in this film, this doctor says then to this wife, "You need to bring your husband to me." She said, "My husband isn't here. He works far away in the mines." But her home was in Bergville. Her husband worked far away in Gauteng in the mines. A tall, very handsome young man. Then eventually she got somebody to care for the baby, got a taxi and went to the mine, waited and waited for the staff to come out of the mine.
Wama khona elindele, awuyashiqhamuka uyise wengane.
Waited patiently till her husband came.
Umayisela wam.
And he stood there shocked and said, "What do you want with me? What, is the child sick or dead?" She said, "No, the child is healthy. So what do you want here then?" And she said, "I want you."
What was? Why angali?
And so he said,
"Come."
And he harshly said to her, "What's up with you?" He took her around the corner and he viciously, violently abused her. "You young people, you rush after marriage. and you rush into it, there can be damaging results. He said, what you want here? He knew all the time that he was being promiscuous and sleeping around with prostitutes and his girlfriends. He beat up his wife and until she had wounds on her and on her face. And so, in her deep disappointment, she had to turn away, take a taxi, go all the way back where she thought about the earlier years when he had been wooing her and how attractive and delightful everything was, but now everything was destroyed and all her love for him dissipated into nothing. Then the husband became ill, living up there.
These houses in the mines,
hostels.
Hostela.
Hostels. He was living in a mine hostel.
Compound.
And then you see him there becoming thin and so fragile and sick unto death. And every 5 minutes he had to run. Diarrhea was non-stop. And so he got home. His wife was there sitting in the corner of the house. The husband was in a terrible condition, and here she had to look after him and to wipe his wounds, to do everything to help him. And I wept as I looked at it, not only for them and what it was portraying, but for all the young people, for all those who fall into exactly the same condition. I cannot relate it all to you. I would be glad if you'd be able to see it for yourself, but I will speak to the principal of the school here to ask if just some bits could be edited out that are unsuitable for young people. Till he died, here close by at Bergville. If you read in Deuteronomy 28, how God says, if you diligently listen to what I say, and diligently hearken and obey, here are the blessings which will overtake you. Let that be your homework. Go and study Deuteronomy 28.
Lalela.
Obey.
Uma ulalela ngeke ngibeke lezo zifo zasezweni phezu kwakho.
For if you obey, I will never put on you the diseases of the people in the world.
Uma unolaka.
If you are bad-tempered.
Uma unenzondo.
with, you have hatred.
Uma ukhathazeka, ungakhonza enkosini.
Anxious, and you don't throw yourself upon the Lord.
Uyogula.
You will make yourself sick like people in the world. Till you have to go to the doctors.
And they
diagnose that you are troubled by stress and it has made you sick. Why? For you have not cast your burdens upon the Lord.
Lalela.
Listen.
Ibusiso ziyonamathela kuwe zikulandela uma ungalaleli namuhla iqalekiso ngeke zisuke kuwe naseinganeni zakho naseizukulweni ezukulwaneni
zakho. Diligently obey me, God says in that chapter. These blessings will overtake you and your future generations. However, if you are disobedient, the curse will be upon you and for the generations to come.
Uzohlupheka kuleli nakwelizayo kodwa amalangaphe esihogo saphila.
And you will suffer and be troubled in this world, experiencing the flames of hell even in this life.
Uma ulalela namhlanje.
But if you obey today.
Wena uthini? Uthatha siphi isinqumo?
So what do you
say? Uzolalela noma cha?
Will you obey or not?
Noma.
Decide.
Ngizocela uNkulunkulu abhale phansi ezulwini impendulo yakho.
I ask the Lord that He will record your response today, that your decision, is it yes or is it no, that God records and says, this person today, on that day, said yes to me or said no to me. If you're not troubled by illness or news, stand up. If you're weak, don't worry, stay seated. Or if you're aged, you can gladly stay seated. I ask you in the name of Jesus, record even now the choice made by every individual. Do they agree to obey you? And Lord, if that choice is yes to you, to obey you today, Lord, wouldn't you record this day, this hour, that
they chose?
But Lord, the person who decides to disobey, Lord, I ask you that you would also record it in your books that this person did not humble themselves, they did not listen to what you had to say, but they deliberately chose to disobey you.
Oh, Baba, oh, Mom,
mothers,
mothers,
fathers, brethren, brothers and sisters, children, teenagers, young children, all of them.
Record, Lord,
wouldn't you record in your book the response of each and every one?
Amen.
Amen.